football on off the ball.
Toby, I'm just a little bit standoffish, to be honest, and I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Alan, a big game Friday night against Drogheda. Last couple of weeks, you probably played a couple of less games than what you're used to being. How's the last few weeks gone for you?
Yeah, look, Amir, we had the Cup one, Leicester, which obviously made a lot of changes, but there was nothing easy about last Friday up in Derry. It was a real tough one, and as the game went on, I suppose the point was a good for us. We didn't play particularly well, but I put a lot of that down to the pitch, and but everyone is fit now, and we're raring to go against a good draw to see.
I suppose the last few weeks have been a lot of training and probably less games. Have you kind of adapted your training schedule, or have you played any friendlies or anything like that?
We played one or two friendlies, but look, we've been going mostly, you know, every week. So I know Drogheda has been slightly different, but no, everything has been good. It's just a chance to get fellas up to speed where we need them to be, and also give fellas a little breather. But everyone is fit now.
You're 7 points off Rovers, but you're 4 points ahead of Drogheda. This is a massive game as regards European qualification. Is kind of all focused on getting 3 points on Friday?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's a huge game, but any game now with 11 to go, I think it is massive, you know, because teams are putting runs, you know, look at Sligo now in great form and that. So it is important, but I have to, you know, Drogheda are a really good team, and we found it difficult against them, and we expect a tough night.
Yes, was watching a couple of the Irish sides in European action this last couple of weeks. Is that something that kind of motivates you to get there for next season?
Yeah, look, it's not something we've spoken about, but I'm sure the players and the staff have watched it. You know, obviously you support your own when they're playing in Europe, so it is something we'd love to be part of and love to be playing. Obviously, we're jealous of that, but it's not something we spoke about. You know, we have our own targets.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Drogheda have been good this season. They've had 2-1-0 wins against you so far this year. Is that something you're looking to put right on Friday night?
Yeah, obviously, you know, to try and turn that into a victory is the big one. But look, we know they're a good team, you know, and I think people disrespect them. We certainly don't. They're a good side with good players, so we'll have to be at our best.
Douglas James Taylor scored the winner against you last time out. Is it now good to have him on your side for this game on Friday?
Yeah, look, delighted to have him. You know, he just came available, and glad to get it done. He'd be a great signing for the club, I think, going forward, you know. So, yeah, happy with that.
And what strengths do Drogheda have? Like, what are they good at that are hard to deal with?
Looking at all round, they defend well, they attack well, good individuals, you know, as well. Just full of quality. They played in the league a long time, so good players.
Cheers, Alan. Best luck Friday. Ross, big game Friday night, but I suppose last couple of weeks you've played a couple of less games and probably a bit more training. How have the last few weeks been for you?
Yeah, personally, like I just said there, it's been a bit difficult on the pitch. I've been struggling to score goals or get assists, but yeah, we've been playing well as a team, and hopefully we can get 3 points on Friday.
Well, I think last week was your fifth goal of the season. How have you felt about your form so far this season? You felt like you've been playing well, or what's it been like?
Yeah, I think obviously I had a good start with the fourth game of the season, but I think I've been a bit inconsistent. So hopefully the last 11, 12 games, I can get a bit of consistency. Obviously, it's good coming off a goal on Friday, so I hope I can do that again on Friday.
Yeah, we're getting into the kind of nitty-gritty part of the season where kind of title races and European qualification places are up for grabs, and cups are also up for grabs. Is this the part of the season that kind of gets you going?
Yeah, obviously it's the business end of the season. Obviously, we look forward to Sligo in the Cup, but we've got to look after it for, I think, it's next three games. But, yeah, we're fully focused on Friday, and hopefully we can have a good run in the Cup as well.
Yeah, I suppose Douglas James Taylor is involved now with you guys now. He scored the winner against you the last time out. How has it been to get him involved and having him on your side now?
Yeah, it's been easy for Dougie. Obviously, I knew Dougie from Walsall, so when he came in, he's an easy character to get along with. So, yeah, hopefully he can have a good game Friday as well.
Yeah, and I suppose you're kind of building up relationships and linking up well with the likes of Colin Whelan and James Clark. And what's it been like this last kind of couple of weeks to get everyone involved? And you've had a lot of attacking options now as well.
Yeah, I think we've got competition all over the field. I think obviously when Archie came in, he took his chance well, and unfortunately he had a bit of a setback. But like he says, yeah, Clark, he's been a bit of his unnatural position, but I think he's been unbelievable as annoying. And obviously Collie's been pushing him as well. And yeah, I think we've got options all over the pitch.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, you've been looking at the Irish sides in Europe this last kind of couple of weeks. How much would it mean to you and to the club to bring the European Knights back to Bohemians?
Yeah, like I says, obviously we played a few games in Europe before I left the last time, and probably the best nights of my career so far. And so hopefully we can finish there in around there, and hope we can do it again next year.
Yeah, I suppose the game and trial on Friday night is going to be a big deciding factor on where you finish at the end of the season. How important is it to kind of get those 3 points and kind of right a few wrongs that they've kind of done to you over the last couple of months?
Yeah, obviously every game is important towards the end of the season, but especially Friday, I think they're the only team we haven't picked points against, so hopefully we can rectify that.
Cheers, Ross. Best of luck, eh?